As soon as the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might anoint Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene arrived at the tomb. Now there had been an earthquake, and angels had rolled the stone away from the door, stunning and scattering the guards. When Mary saw that the stone had been rolled away, she ran and told Peter and John, "They've taken away the Lord, and we don't know where they've laid him." At dawn, just as the sun was coming up, the other women arrived at the tomb with the spices they had prepared. They too saw that the stone had been rolled away. They went inside the tomb, but Jesus' body wasn't there, and they were greatly perplexed. Suddenly, two angels stood next to them wearing shining clothes. The women fell to the ground and hid their faces. But one of the angels said to them, "Don't be afraid. You are looking for Jesus, but he's not here. He has risen as he told you he would."
Let's stand and sing together to our risen King. He defeated the grave.
No enemy can hold you down, 'cause there's no body in the grave now. No head can still wear that crown, 'cause there's no body in the grave now. No enemy can hold you down, 'cause there's no body in the grave now. One head can still wear that crown, 'cause there's no body in the grave.
Come. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. Sing this out. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Because He I can face tomorrow, because He lives. All fear is gone, because I know is worth the living just because He lives.
The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled away. His perfect love could not be overcome. Now death, where is your sting?
This is a big weekend for people who follow Jesus. It's like my sister married somebody who's not from the U.S. And I remember the first time we celebrated 4th of July with him, I just said, hey, look, things are about to blow up. It's going to get really loud. This is just the way we do it. For people who follow Jesus, this weekend is the main event. This is the time that we celebrate something that happened that changed absolutely everything for us and the world. That the one that we call King died and rose again. And so the way we celebrate that together, an old tradition goes that when anybody on Easter weekend greets you and says, He is risen, you respond with, He is risen indeed. So let's try it together. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hey, we are so glad that you're with us, and I just want to say welcome to Fellowship Mosaic for our Saturday night service. We do this every Saturday night, gather together to worship Jesus and to ask Jesus to change us and make us more like him. Tonight's service will look a little different because what we're going to do is instead of a lot of times, we will sing some songs and then we'll open up the Bible and we'll just talk through a passage of God's word together. And then talk about how we can live it out and follow it in faith, and then we'll close with some songs. But because we have a lot of people in here, including little people, hi, little people. If you're a little person, just wave back. If you think that's you, just say hi. Yes, hi. Okay, little people and people like me have a hard time sticking with one long conversation, so we're gonna break it up a little bit. We're gonna talk a little bit about the scripture, and then we're gonna sing some. And then we're gonna talk some more about the scripture and we're gonna sing some. And I'm also gonna ask you at different points to turn to people that you came here with and answer some questions together, have a little discussion. So if you're here and you didn't come with anyone else, if you think you see someone around you that seems like they're sitting by themselves, would you just like pull them into your conversation? We want everybody to have a chance to connect with somebody tonight. So before we jump in, I wanna start, you might be wondering why I rolled a trash can out on the stage and it's just one of the weird things I do. Do you have broken stuff laying around your house? I know, right? I have this habit. We did this thing, like this team building thing several years ago called Strengths Finders. And I found out that I had a strength. They actually labeled it a strength. It says that I collect useless stuff believing that someday it'll be useful. And I went home and I told my wife, I was like, Cassie, it's a strength. It's a good thing. Okay, but I also have a problem of sometimes hanging on to useless things when they've gone past their use. For example, this right here, we had a leak, a pipe burst in our house a little while back. It got under the floor, and it warped and ruined an entire room's worth of flooring. And so what I did was I took all the flooring up that got ruined, and I put it in our garage and stacked it all flat, thinking that maybe if I just leave it there long enough, it'll become unwarped and usable. Thank you, right? It seems reasonable. Nothing has changed. This is still a very unusable piece of flooring. So what do we do with broken, useless stuff? We throw it away, right? Say it with me, we. Okay, very good. Let me give you another something that's a little bit useless. This was a really, really good pair of Salomon gloves that I got years ago. This right here is a glove for your left hand. At some point, I think on a vacation, I misplaced the right hand glove. But I'm convinced that someday that right hand is gonna show up. I have had this left hand glove sitting in my closet for 10 years. What do I need to do with it? Okay, these right here were the Converse All-Stars that I got when I was in high school. They are over 20 years old. They are filled with holes. There is no insole left at all. I'm standing directly on the rubber, right? I mean, it is completely, there is not shoe left here. What do I need to do with it? Not a chance. I love these things and I still wear them, okay? So we have a habit. In America, we have a lot of stuff. We have so much stuff, and we have stuff that we just hang on to and gets useless. In fact, I was reading the other day, the city of New York, which is like the pinnacle American city, produces so much trash every week that they can't keep it all in the state of New York, so they have to pay other states waste disposal to ship their trash out of New York to other states to be taken care of. We have a lot of trash and a lot of garbage, and when things become useless, we do what with it? So here's the question I want to ponder tonight. What if God had a possession that was precious to him and it got broken? What would he do with it? Don't answer the question. What might God do if something that belonged to him, that was precious to him, got broken? That's the question we're going to chew on. So before we dive in, before we sing a little more, turn to the people next to you and just have a moment of confession. Do you have some broken stuff laying around your house? Tell each other about it.
As we continue in worship, one of the ways the people of God celebrate the generosity that He has shown us is through the purposeful act of giving. And a very practical and important way the Bible teaches us to express that is through offering back to God a portion of the generosity that He has shown us. And so as we do that, I want you to consider this. God's Word also says that there is one name under heaven by which we must be saved. One name, only one. It's the name of Jesus Christ, and that is a name tonight that is worth celebrating. Don't you agree? Let me try that again. That is a name, the name of Jesus Christ, a name worth celebrating. Don't you agree? All right. Well, let's stand and do just that.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand.
Y'all can take a seat. So what would God do if something that belonged to Him and was precious to Him got broken? In His Word, God tells us that actually the whole world belongs to Him, that He made all of it. The sun, the moon, the stars, the water, the land, every plant, every animal. and every single human being belongs to him. It's precious to him. He cares about it. It's his special stuff. And scripture also tells us that that world and those people got broken. In fact, there's a lot of things that we read in the Bible that a lot of people in the world disagree with. One of the few things that I think I've never met someone disagree with this statement, it's that something is broken in our world. People feel it and we see it all over the place. We see it when people get sick and die. We see it and we feel it when countries go to war with each other. We feel it when relationships that should last forever fall apart. When people abuse and hurt each other. When governments are corrupt and leaders fail us. When people don't have the basic stuff they need to eat and survive. We look around and we go, hey, the world is not the way it ought to be. And what God tells us is that all of those ways that we see that the world is broken, they're symptoms of something deeper. Just like when we get a sore throat, we have a symptom and we need to find out what's behind that sore throat. That's why we go to the doctor and they stick that stick all the way back down into our lungs to find out what's wrong with us. And the Bible says that just like a sore throat tells you that there's something inside you, all of this bad stuff in the world is because the world is sick. And it has a name for that sickness. It's called sin. You see, sin is what happened when the people that God made to be with him turned away from him, said, God, we don't need you anymore. We can be our own gods. We can make our own choices. And that sin broke the world. So suddenly, here's a good and loving God who has a world that he loves that's broken and falling to pieces because of this sickness called sin. So what's God do with his broken world? If he were like me, he'd throw it away. He'd just say, I'm done with this thing. Wipe it clean. But we find the most surprising story in the scriptures. It's the story that we celebrate this weekend. Paul, one of the people who led the earliest church, he was writing to a church about it. And this is what he said. He wrote to the church of Corinth and he said, hey, I want to tell you what I received, the good news that I received, I passed on to you. And it is the most important of all. Here's what it is. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures said he would. And he was buried. How is that an answer to the problem of brokenness? When God looked at his broken world, at everything that was wrong with it, he said, I've got a great plan. I'm gonna go join them. God, through his son, became a human with us and came and lived in this broken world and said, I'm gonna go experience the brokenness they do every day. God got sick. God got a cold. God stubbed his toes. He got hungry and he got tired. God even found out what it was like. He experienced what it was like to have someone who was one of his close friends that should have been with him betray him. And ultimately, God's son Jesus experienced the highest form of brokenness when he died on the cross. He was killed. His body was broken. And if that's the end of the story, then we just say this is a really bad world with a lot of really bad news. But Paul called it good news because if you notice, I stopped before the end. And he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as scripture said he would be. What did God do with the broken world? He said, hey, I'm gonna go be a part of that broken world. I'm gonna experience every bit of pain that the sickness of sin causes people. And I'm gonna go all the way to the point of death. And then his body was made new. That's why we celebrate this weekend, because Jesus rose from the dead. And when he did that, he said, I'm turning back everything broken in the world and I'm gonna make it new. In fact, in another letter to those same people, this is how Paul described it. He said, when anyone lives in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. What does it mean to live in Christ? Well, that's Paul. He's saying it with just a couple of words. That's what it means to trust Jesus. To say, Jesus, what you went through when you were made new, when you were risen from the dead, I want to experience that too. And I trust you to make it happen. And so Paul says that, hey, whenever we trust in Jesus, God starts a work of new creation in us. He starts making us new. He doesn't throw away broken things. He remakes them all over again. And notice, it doesn't just say he patches them up. The old is gone, and what is here? The new. God doesn't just take broken things and make them kind of usable. God takes the broken things of this world and makes it like it's new. And he did that, he does that because Jesus was broken and died for us, and his body was made new. So what does that mean for us? It means that God invites every person who's experienced any kind of brokenness, which by the way, that's all of us, to trust in Jesus and let Jesus start making you new. Now, part of that is that one day, every single person in here is gonna die. Our bodies will break. And what God promises to do for everyone who's in Christ is he's gonna bring us back to life. That death won't be forever, but just like Jesus rose from the dead, we'll rise from the dead. But there's more to the story than that. Some of us may have heard about faith in Jesus almost like it's some kind of contract that you sign where you say, hey, if I just trust in Jesus, I sign on the line, one day when I die, he'll give me forever life. And that's absolutely true, but it's so much more than that. When Paul talked about what Jesus does for us, he didn't say, if anyone's in Christ, one day they will be made new. When does the newness begin for people who are in Christ? Right now. Jesus didn't invite us just to trust him and one day he would start changing us. He invited us to start letting him make us new today. He does that by changing the way we think and feel and see the world. He transforms our hearts so that we're not the kind of sin-sick people in our hearts that we once were. He begins to heal us, to change us, to transform us. What does God do with broken things? He makes them new through his son, Jesus. And that's what we celebrate. That's why we're so excited this weekend. It's not just, it's absolutely the case that Jesus died and rose again. But that's just a really cool story unless that means something for us. The reason we celebrate is Jesus said he's gonna do the same thing in our lives when we trust in him to do it. So here's what I want us to do. Take a minute with the people you're around and have this conversation. Have you experienced that? What it looks like to trust in Jesus and start becoming a new person in Christ? Have a conversation with the people around you.
Well, it is by God's grace alone, through our faith, that we are able to have new life in him. Amen. And And we know as followers of Jesus, as recipients of that new life, that it is not just the way we've been justified, but it is also the way we are being sanctified. Will you stand with us and sing?
Comfort for all those who mourn, for the brokenhearted. Sing louder, release from prison and chain, oppression turning to praise for every captive. Sing louder, restoring sight to the blind, breaking the curse of the night for all in darkness. Sing louder, proclaiming freedom for all. This is the day of the Lord, beauty for ashes. Let there be light. Open the eyes of the blind. Purify our hearts in your thoughts.
Take a seat again. So we celebrate what happened. Jesus rose again. And in him, we have new life and new creation. We look forward to that glorious day when he's coming back. And he's going to finish making this broken world new. So what now? What do we do now? Remember those words that Paul said? He said, if anyone's in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone. The new is here. But he had more to say about it. He said that when we become a new creation, this isn't just something God does for us. He actually invites us to be a part of what he's doing. This is how Paul said it. He said, all of this is from God, all this work of healing the world. He brought us back to himself through Christ's death on the cross, and he's given us the task of bringing others to him. God, who loves this world so much that he wouldn't leave it broken, that he died and rose again so he could heal it, he actually says he wants us to be a part of what he's doing. He invites us to be a part of that mission. There's something incredibly exciting about being a part of making things new. Right now, There's a new neighborhood going, well, you can pretty much just like throw a rock and you'll hit a new neighborhood right now in Northwest Arkansas. But there's one coming in on a block right over here, and we're just watching the progress every day. And you know what I don't see over there? I don't see the HGTV cameras filming the process of building the neighborhood. Nothing against, I'm sure if you're building that neighborhood, I'm not knocking on your job. I'm excited people are building new houses. But that's not the story that we line up around our TVs to watch, is it? There's not a lot of shows about this is how you build a house. But we can't seem to get enough of stories about people who come to houses that are run down, disgusting and unlivable, and they say, I'm gonna make this thing like it's new. My family's gotten hooked on these several times, from Flipper Flop to Fixer Upper to Fixer to Fabulous. Every single one of them, they get us, it's like the same episode every time. And it doesn't matter, we're always like, oh man, I wonder if they can pull it off. And they always do, it's crazy. And there's this one guy down in Waco, his name's Clint Harp, and he has this thing, he's a carpenter. And it's insane what he does, because he just goes dumpster diving and finds like these discarded pieces of wood and furniture, and he makes art out of them. Like, he takes this stuff that everyone else looked over and said, it's worthless, there's nothing left here, throw it in the trash. And he loves pulling things out of the trash and making them like the centerpiece of a new house. This is the work that God has given his people to do. That's actually why we call our congregation Fellowship Mosaic, is because that's what we believe God has called us to be as a people. People who know we've all been broken by sin, but we matter to God so much that he died and rose again to make us new. And now we as a family get to be a part of this process of letting God make us new, but also being used by God to see things made new in our families and in our neighborhoods, in our city, in our schools, in our workplaces, all around us. And it can take on so many different creative expressions, because every time we as God's people look at a broken situation, a person who's made choices that have just made a mess of their lives, a classroom of kids that you're like, this classroom's a disaster. I don't know how we can help these kids heal. When a teacher steps into that and says, no, I'm gonna love them, I'm not gonna look past these kids. Every single time we as God's people step into a new situation that looks hopelessly broken, and by faith in Jesus says, no, I'm gonna bring some of my hope to this situation. Because if Christ can make me new, then through me, he can bring newness here as well. So the invitation we wanna extend to everyone, whether you've been a part of our body for 20 years or this is your first day, we are convinced that the good news that Jesus died and rose again should change everything about how we live. And that he invites us to be a part of what he's doing of restoring the world. Only he has the power to do it. But praise be to God, his power is at work in us, which means no situation is broken beyond repair. So maybe a question to be chewing on as we walk out of here, as we continue to celebrate this weekend that Jesus is risen, is what broken situations in my life has God put me right next to, where I have a chance to bring hope into? Or what even might be happening under my own roof that feels just hopeless, that I need to be reminded that if God can reverse death, the thing that seems the most final, then he can reverse anything. I don't know how he'll do that. He's incredibly creative, and he does it in very surprising ways. But he invites us into that process. And it happens first when we let him start renewing us, to renew our hearts and minds. The more we spend time with Jesus, the more we start to think like Jesus. The more we start to love like Jesus, and then the more we start to act like him in our world. That's what he's called us to. Why? Because he is risen. Then let's live it and let's sing it.
And so we celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Let's stand and sing to our King Jesus.
All hail King Jesus.
Yeah. family, he is risen. Ah, isn't it so good to worship the King together? Hi, my name's Colin, and this is my dear friend, Carrie.
Hi.
And we serve with the community team here at Fellowship. And what you've experienced, if you're new, this is only half of the part of what we do as a congregation. See, because Jesus leaves that tomb, and then no big deal, he goes to his disciples and then ascends, and then he sends the Spirit, and they do two things from the very beginning of the church. They gather in a public place for worship and teaching, and then they get in homes together. And Jesus promises, this is how the world will know you're my disciples. It wasn't by great services, although we love services. It wasn't by incredible evangelists, although we need incredible evangelists. He said, this is how they'll know your love for one another. So friends, if you're at Fellowship Mosaic and you've been doing the life alone, it's time to get with some brothers and sisters and join a small group. It's too good not to be a part of. Hey, if you're brand new, out in the foyer, there's a circular booth, and this has all the information you will need for getting into the life and blood of this congregation to be a part of it with us. But friends, we cannot let the good news that we've experienced in this place stay in this place. So let's get into living rooms with one another to love each other. And as you head into living rooms, we have some really exciting things even now after Easter.
Next week, we'll be starting our Gospel According to Mark series. Woo! And we have a resource for you. We have it online now, and next week we'll be selling them in the foyer. So be sure and grab one of those. It's a great thing to use for your own personal devotion, but also really helpful to go through together as a small group. And now to end our service, I'd love to invite you to pray with us. For me lately, prayer has been kind of a funny place where I just sit and cry out, Lord, have mercy. Sometimes it's hard to find the words. And so I'd like to invite you to join me with that. We're going to have some space up front here to come and pray with one another. So tonight as we leave, thank you so much for celebrating Easter with us, for celebrating the new life that Christ has made. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.